Well, thank you for that introduction. Today I'm going to talk about heritability estimates for fine fescue turf species in response to simulated wear. And this is work that's being done at Rutgers University and the University of Minnesota. So before I get started, I think if you all notice, a few of the talks today are focusing on the fine fescues. And really this is about understanding or expanding our knowledge on these species. Typically we think about the close season grasses having this long history of breeding, but the fine fescues don't have that history. So we're just now starting to look into and understand some of the genetics within these species and expand our knowledge. And this work, along with Mr. Chen's work, starts to give us a basis for that knowledge. And from that, I just wanted to mention most of this work is coming out of a USDA SCRI Fine Fescue Collaborative Research Project between the University of Minnesota, Rutgers, and the University of Wisconsin. And the long-term goal of this project is to develop improved low-input fine fescue cultivars that provide economic and environmental benefits to the public. There's four main components within this grant. So we have survey and outreach for public land managers and consumers taking into their inputs, and then we apply that to our breeding, our third part of this grant, the breeding aspect, and improving the fine fescues for not only wear tolerance, but heat and traffic and other disease resistance. And then at the end of this project, hopefully having some outreach projects marketing these grasses and getting them out into the market and used. So again, some of the positive attributes of fine fescues that fit that bill of a low-input grass. They have a low water requirement. They use less fertilizer. Typically require less mowing than the other cool-season turf grasses. And they have a desirable texture under these low-maintenance conditions. But they do have some negative attributes. With anything, you have pros and cons. And mainly these are disease susceptibilities and the lack of wear tolerance, which I'll be talking about today. So the objective of the purpose of the research today is to determine the broad sense heritability and fine fescues for wear tolerance. And by doing so, we understand the genetic environmental effects of the phenotypic expression of this trait, and it's useful for implementing a breeding strategy to improve the species for wear tolerance. And the information, like I said, will continue our breeding efforts to improve wear tolerance and fine fescues, and thus improving their usefulness in low input applications. So just to give you another quick overview of traffic tolerance. So traffic tolerance is made up of two components, wear and compaction, or soil surface disruption. So wear includes tissue tearing, tissue bruising, tissue removal, and this is typically from horizontal forces. Whereas surface soil disruption includes soil compaction and displacement from vertical forces. So it's important to distinguish between these two types of forces when developing a turf grass depending on your needs. Just for example, in the pictures here, the top picture is a path through a turf grass stand where people are cutting the corner of a sidewalk. I think we see this all the time. So that might be due to compaction more than the horizontal forces like tissue tearing or bruising, versus on a tennis court where you have players sliding their feet back and forth while they're playing tennis along this baseline here, you can see a removal of turf due to maybe those horizontal forces. So again, it's important to kind of clearly state your objectives when developing the turf grass, and maybe you can even incorporate both of those traits, resistance in that trait. So heritability, just to give you a quick overview for those that don't know, breeders can only manipulate genetic factors, and therefore a large genetic component is desired with environment having a little effect. So heritability calculates the genetic component effect of a phenotype. So the larger value of heritability, the more quickly and less intensively improvement can be made within a trait. And then also the genetic component of heritability is made up of three genetic effects. These are additive, dominant, and epistetic effects. And as breeders, we're looking for a large additive genetic component, which allows us to make more gains by selection of a desired trait. And therefore, for broad sense heritability, it contains all these genetic factors. And therefore, it is somewhat of an overestimation of the useful effect of additive effect. So getting into the methods, the plant material we use, was a mix of breeding material and cultivars. So we had 150 hard fescue clones, 144 chewings clones, and 135 strong creeping red fescue clones. And like I said, two-thirds of this material was made up of breeding lines, and the other third was made up of cultivars. So we took multiple genotypes from these cultivars associated with the given species. Both trials were planted June 2014. So we had two locations, North Brunswick, New Jersey, and in the University of Minnesota at St. Paul, Minnesota. It was planted into a stand of ryegrass suppressed with the ACCase inhibiting herbicides. And we could use this basically to provide soil structure and soil stability while we were applying wear. And the fine fescues are resistant to these herbicides, so we actually can select out the ryegrass with ACCase inhibiting herbicides. They're planted on 38 centimeter spacing, a randomized complete block design with 6 replicates. We fertilize and supplement water as needed to ensure establishment. They're mowed at 7.65 centimeters once a week. And then we use fungicides to prevent wear response from being affected by other diseases that we see in fine fescues. So continuing on, Mr. Chen went over a little bit of our Rucker's wear machine and how that works. So that's more of that horizontal forces that we're talking about. With this machine, it's much more aggressive on the turf canopy. So we applied 2 passes of wear each week with that machine for 6 weeks from the mid-September through October. And then at the Minnesota location, the plots were trafficked with a different wear machine. And this is a custom-built golf cart traffic simulator towed behind a utility vehicle. And this traffic simulator has two 454-kilogram traffic units on an axle of 5 golf cart tires. And then so traffic was applied 3 days each, beginning the same time, mid-September through October. And plots received 2 passes of traffic each day for a total of 6 passes a week for 36 passes total. And so just thinking about that machine, looking at the weight of that machine, we can assume that that machine is also not applying wear and also soil compaction along with it. So there's 2 different types of wear we're applying to the 2 different trials, and that's important later when we talk about separating the results. So continuing on the methods, plant evaluation and data collection. Plots were evaluated in early fall for quality on a 1 to 10 scale, 1 being least desirable, 10 being the best. We also took plant diameters. And then at the conclusion of traffic, we again evaluated the plants for wear response on that 1 to 10 scale, 1 being the least desirable, 10 being the best again. And we took plant diameters. And then we also did a 2-week recovery to see how the plants were responding after wear was removed. So you can see the example of our rating scale. You can see 10 being that ideal plant of dense foliage and green tissue. And then going down the scale, 2, we have a plant that's severely bruised, missing turf canopy, and is showing signs of extreme wear. So once we had their data, we started to do analysis of variance in our software, and broad sense heritability was determined by means of variance components calculated from the mean squares from the ANOVA, and then broad sense heritabilities were using our typical heritability calculations of the genotypic variance over the phenotypic variance. So getting into the results, the first thing we wanted to look for is if the wear we're seeing is the same as what we typically see in the field when we're looking at whole plots, because now we're using these 1-foot diameter plants, and we had never really done wear on that size of a plant before. And we see, just looking at the averages of the 2 locations over the 2 years, we see a separation of hards, chewings, and strong creepers, with hards showing the best wear quality compared to the other 2 species, and this is what we typically see in the field in whole plots. So moving on, like I said, we separated the results based on locations and by species. So just to give you an example of how we calculated the heritability, this is chewings fescue in New Jersey over the 2 years. And you can see that our sources of variation on the right, our significance on the on the sources of variation on the left, significance on the right. And you can see that our clone by rep was not significant, which is to be expected in a single location. We were hoping we wouldn't see an interaction with the clone and the rep based on our blocking in the field, and it's, you know, a typically small field. So with that, we were able to remove the clone by rep interaction, and then we have all of our sources of variation as significant, and then we can calculate our variance components on the right there, and you can see, and we can start to see that our clone variance is contributing to the most amount of variance we're seeing in the field, and this is good for, you know, calculating heritability because that's the component you want to be the highest. So from this, we were able to safely assume that we're going to get decent heritability estimates. And then taking those numbers and actually doing the calculations within that those formulas, we see that, so this is the chewing fescue in New Jersey over the 2 years. We get a heritability estimate on a clonal basis of 0.73, and then on a single plant basis of 0.30. So this starts to give us ideas as breeders also that if we're going to do selection on these plants, we're going to have to do it on a clonal basis. The single plant for this is still relatively high, I think, for a trait that's hard to rate and hard to evaluate, but I think it's going to be on a clonal basis of how we're going to have to select these plants in the future for breeding efforts. So then, combining, this is showing all the heritability estimates for the two locations combined over the 2 years. We can see in New Jersey, we had slightly higher heritability estimates for a clone of 0.73 for chewings, 0.68 for hard, and 0.81 for strong creeping red fescue. And in Minnesota, the heritabilities were a little bit lower, and this might be due to a variety of factors, the wear machine, the size of the plants, and their growing conditions. But still, I think the important thing to talk about is the fact that our single plant heritabilities are much lower, especially in Minnesota, and that typically would, again, suggest that we're going to have to make selections based on a clonal basis. And then continuing on, I wanted just to show you that recovery rating that we took. So on the y-axis, we have our 1 to 10 scale of wear quality, and then our species across the bottom. So you can see where the species started at, and then where they were after wear with the blue bar, and then when they recovered. So this is 2 weeks after with the yellow bar. And this is the quality in New Jersey over in 2016. And you can see that the strong creepers had the greatest difference before and after wear. And then the chewings had probably starting to show the best recovery. But I think it just illustrates that the strong creepers being the worst for wear, but also have the greatest potential based on those heritability estimates for improvement. But based on all those heritability estimates, I think we can safely say we can make improvement in all the species. So with that, I'll just conclude. So the main effective clone had the largest variance component, illustrating there's a genetic component to tolerance. The findings of this study illustrate a large amount of genetic variation that is present among the different fine fescue genotypes in response to wear. And it tells us that a phenotypic recurrent selection program using replicated genotypes should be an effective tool in breeding for wear tolerance in the fine fescues. We will have to keep an eye on traffic type and machinery use, and that could have an effect on selection. And the next steps would be to go through a cycle of selection and see if we can actually make these improvements. So with that, I would like to thank everyone that helped me with this work, and I'll take any questions or comments.
Okay.